Okay, so we're on what daf are we on today? Today's daf Chet. Yeah. So let's refresh our recollection. So if you remember in the Gemara, we learned on daf Gimel, we learned the Braisa. The Braisa taught us that it was Xer Shava Aleha Aleha from Yavama. It says Yavama Yavo Aleha B'Yavam, that the Yavam will have relations with the woman, the widow, and be miyabim her, do the levirate marriage. And then it says, Yishalach v'talo tikach, let's roar the galot air v'tal leh v'chayeha. Don't take a woman and her sister, you know, to be rival wives. So the Gemara learns the Gzeres Shava, and the Gemara learns that it says, aleha, aleha is superfluous. So why does it say aleha by Yivam and aleha by the Yishalach v'talo? It's set up a Gzeres Shava. Teach me, just like Yivam is makom mitzvah, so even makom mitzvah, the Easter is still in place. Even where there's a mitzvah, the prohibition against marrying your wife's sister is still in place. So the Gemara says that leads us to the implication that there'd be a reason, but for that Gzeres Shava, I would think that I would have a mitzvah to have it, even though it's my wife's sister. Why would I think that? So the Gemara had a whole shtickle Torah where we tried to go with the idea of essay dochalotas, even by where the lotas. So we said essay is definitely dochalotas, the garden variety lotas. When lotas has a chib karet, where do we see that essay is dochalotas? So basically, the Gemara withdrew from that idea. In other words, according to most Mefarshim, an essay is not dochalotas that has a karet. So, and then in Rashi, there was one tzad say that he holds that it could be, but basically most proportions say not this way. So let's pick up. Right. So there's right. So Yosef said 36 lot in the Torah have carried. Okay. Now we're on Daf Chedem and Aleph. I'll pick up where a little. I'll go over Daf from last night. On line 11, Elik Yitzrich Aleha. So if you remember last night, we spoke about this idea, which was hold the ishtri. Once something is permissible, so then from one aveira, so the whole is like a structure, like a building. Let's say take out the bottom building block, everything comes collapsing down, and I have a green light. So, but the Gemara said, though, that would only work for a narrow case. In other words, we said that's only if I first had like a clear path to do the yibum, and then something intervened, but if it was Aser from the get-go, not. So the Gemara on line 11, Elokiyitz Terech Aleha, Eichel the Nasa made, Umeid, V'charkach Nasa Fai. So the first answer the Gemara says, the reason we need the Gzeres Shava Aleha is for a narrow case where, again, we have, right, Reuben and Sharon, Shimon and Mary, Rachel and Leah. So Reuben marries Rachel, and then before Shimon is married to anybody, then Reuben dies. So when Reuben dies, Shimon has a clear path to Yibum with Rachel. But afterwards, Shimon, notwithstanding that it was against Halacha, Shimon married Rachel's sister Leah, because really he shouldn't do that because it's Akot Zukukato. It's the sister of the woman that he has Zika with. But he married Leah. And so in that case, I would think, but for the Gzeres Shava, I would think that, you know, whole ishtri, since the Torah is Matir Me, with this Isur of Eshadach, you know, my brother's wife, so too everything gets you know, vacated. All these terms get vacated. So Kamshmalan, that I need the Gzeres Shava, that's not the case. Or the second answer, we went over this again yesterday, we'll go over again today. Or else, answer number two is I would think that there's a Hekesh that all the Arayot or Hukash to one another, all compared to one another. It says in Parshat Acher Yemod, he says, if you do any of these abominations, you get karet. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, says, any of the Toivot, so all of the Arayot are Zehekish, they're all connected one to another. So all the Arayot are connected. Eshadach is one of the Arayot, but all the Arayot are connected to it because the Pasuk says, mentions the same Pasuk, all of them. And he does that in his Torah. So my Eshadach Sharya, so I would normally think, but for the Gzeres Shava, I would think that just like Eshadach is normally an Erva, but now it's permissible, but Machum Yibum, Af all right, let me show you. So to all the right are also permissible. In other words, it's a very unusual situation. The brother died, that's it. So he says, Katabrachman aleha, Satura's aleha. Okay, so we have two potential, this is really just where we were up to yesterday. So the Gemara has two potential answers. So the first answer is, Hol v'ishtari ishtari, but I would think that but it's a very narrow case where Reuven married the woman Rachel, that eventually is going to be my wife's sister, but I'm not married yet. And then under those circumstances, I might think, even though I marry Leah, who's Rachel's sister, I would think that I have a heter to do even with Rachel, because Hol v'ishtari ishtari, once Rachel became permissible, even though it was Eisharach, everything becomes permissible. Nothing can intervene with it. Remember, yesterday we went through the incident of the case with the Mitzora, who was a Baal Keri. Remember, the Mitzora with the Baal Keri, that even though he's a Baal Keri is not normally allowed to stick, you know, fingers and thumbs into the Azara. But since it's Ishtari for the Mitzora, it's Ishtari that not only is Baal Keri, but it's only where he on the morning of the 8th, he wasn't a Baal Keri. So that's one answer. The other answer is that all the Arayot are Hukash one to another. They're all compared one to another. So I would think, just like the Torah says that you can marry Eisharach, so too, even if she's, you know, Ach Kodisha or one of the other Arayot, I also have a green light. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did so far? What's up? What? I said no, he's violating halacha. It is a marriage because it's achotz de kukato. So Zika will have to see. It might be prohibited on a drabanan level, but it's achotz de kukato. He's not married to Rachel, but he has a Zika with Rachel. So he's married the sister of the one that he has Zika with. That's against halacha. It might be a drabanan, but it's against halacha, but he violated halacha. So Allah teaches me that I would have thought that he has a green light, notwithstanding the fact that he's married to Leah, that he has a green light to do Yibam with Rachel. Right. Because the whole Ishtari Ishtari, so Kamash Malan not this way. All right, any other questions? Everybody good? Okay, I'm sorry you missed the beginning yet, but we're going to go on. Okay, we're ahead of Aleph. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, okay, so we're up to Amar the first. We're midway down the column. So Amar the Rav Ach, Tami Difti the Ravina, Mithi Kol Rayot Ika Lach Veshinu LeEshadach Ika Lach Veshinu LeAchorisha. So Rav Ach says to Ravina, look, the Arayot Eshadach I know is green light. In other words, that's a typical case of Yibam. That's my brother's wife. So it's normally it's an erva, but in this case, I have a mitzvah. And then Ika Lach Veshinu Achorisha. I know is another erva, that's my wife's sister, and I know that's prohibited in this instance, because I have the Zerah Shabbos. So I know there's no heter for Achorisha. This is my chazit Achil Achorisha Achil La'eshtarach. How did you figure out all the other rest residue and remainder? In other words, all the other erayot, why? In other words, they're all hukash, all the erayot are compared to one another. So I have one erva, I have a green light. One erva, I have a red light. How did you figure out that all the arayot are in the red light category? Maybe in the green light category. Maybe I have a heter to go forward with them. So the Gemara says, So the first answer is, and the Gemara has its call that if I could do a hekesh, and one way I do the hekesh, it leads me to a stringent result. The other way I do the hekesh, it leads me to a lenient result. So then the rules for in halacha is to go to chumra. So here, as between green light and red light, I go to the red light. He says, but ibay nema, or else I could say in the alternative, hachatrei yisuri v'hachatrei yisuri. So there's a difference between both cases. In other words, with the eshet ach is one yisur. In other words, when I do yibam with eshet ach, which is my brother's wife, so there's one erva that's involved. When I do yibam with my wife's sister, there's two erbas because the wife's sister is also my brother's wife. So there's two erbas involved. And my brother's wife. And so I'm trying to figure out all the other riot, there are also two Yisurim involved. He says, Vibayema Alfinan. So I'm gonna learn from the other riot that's two Yisurim, so Achod Ishto is also two. So he says, Abal Haka Chada Yisura, but with the brother's wife, there's only one Yisura, it's Premi Chada Lo Yalfina. We're not going to learn from there. Okay, so those are two answers we gave up till now. Now the Gemara is going to go up to a third answer. Okay, everybody good so far? All right, now Tosfos points out that Rava does not agree with the previous two answers. Rava doesn't hold with the Poel of Ishtari Ishtari. Rava doesn't agree with that. And Rava holds that when you stick your thumbs and toes in the Azara, Biba Mixat Lashma Biya, that like a partial entry into the Azara is not called an entry into the Azara. So there's nothing to do with the whole of Ishtari Ishtari. And then Rava doesn't agree with this thing with the Hekesh, because he feels that there's no Hav Aminat say that I would, in other words, I use the Hekesh for Isurim, not to do a Kula. He says, in other words, the Pasuk is saying, these Toivot, you get Karet. So that's what they're all Hukash for, not to teach me a Kula. So Rava has a different Hezber as to why we need the Gezeirah Shava. So Rava, look at the Gemara. So Rava Amar, Erva and Baka Gufa. Erva Gufa loads three for Thra. Nina Esidoka loads says she's for Kare. So you want to say the Erva, in other words, the fact that, let's say, my brother is married to my wife's sister, or my brother's married to my daughter, whatever. I don't need a pasuk to teach me there's no mitzvah of Yibum in that case. He says, because there's no reason to think that there would be a mitzvah Yibum in that case, because an S is not Doche, a law that has Kari with it. He is probably Sert Sara. So I need the pasuk, in other words, the Lima, the Zereshava of Alea Alea, teach me that the co-wife is prohibited. That's the Chiddush. In other words, remember, my brother is married to Rachel, I'm married to Leah, but then Rachel has my brother was married to another wife, you know, Bilhah. So Bilhah is not related to me in any way, except being my brother's wife. So, but it's teaching me that there's no mitzvah of Yibum with the co-wife. The only thing the co-wife has is my brother's wife, but that would be a typical Yibum case. But since she's at Sarah with my wife's sister, so then there is no mitzvah Yibum. That's the Sarah. What? Yeah, we're at the Gemara. That's the Lima. In other words, that's the Gzera Shava. Aleha. It says Yishalach Utalotikach. Let's draw like a load over Tabataya. That we said that even the Sarah is included in the Isur, and that's the Gzera Shava. Teach me. So he says here. So back on the Gemara near the small Aleph in parentheses. So Rav Amar Erva Gufalot Shrika Kroa Dinesi Dokalot Seshish Bukare Gistri Kolam Eset Sara. So the Gemara says Erva Lot Shrika Kroa. You mean I don't need a pasuk to teach me that there's no mitzvah to go forward with the Yibum? He says Vaha Tanya. Now the Tanya and or the Bachas, I think Vaha Katani means we learned the Braisa on Daf Gimel when we originally came in with the Gezeirah Shava. Let's look at Daf Gimel and Beis quickly. Okay, print 3b. Okay, Gimel and Beis, I'm just reviewing again on the 10 lines from the top. Gimel and Beis, 3b. Okay, it says the Tanu Rabbanan, Yishalach Kotel Tikach, the Sword of the Lord Ever Tabachayeha. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk that you can't take a woman and her sister, you know, to be rival wives. Aleha ma tamalom, or what does the word Aleha come to teach me? Lefishinamar Yavama Yavo Aleha is a Gimel Amid Beis, 3b, 10 lines from the top. Okay, it says Lefishin Amar Yivama Yabo Aleha, that the Yivama will come on her. Shemayani Yafilu Ba'achat Mikol Arayot Amuvah Torah. So we think that even if the Yivama is one of the Arayot, I have a mitzvah to do it. So Haketubah Daber. So Ne'emar Kan Aleha. So it says here by the don't taking a sister. It says Aleha. But Ne'emar Lahalan Aleha. It says by Yibam Aleha. Mahalan B'makom Mitzvah. Just by Yibam, it's talking about Aleha is B'makom Mitzvah. Avkan B'makom Mitzvah. So too with the two sisters, it's saying that this Easter is in place even B'makom Mitzvah. B'amrachman lo tikach. But here's the key line. V'ainli Elohi. I only know that there's a prohibition against marrying my wife's sister. Saratamin. How do I know there's a prohibition against taking her co-wife? Tamin lomor l'tzror. I think that's what you were referring to. L'tzror, take them as rival wives. V'ainli elot saratat sarat saratamin. Had on the co-wife, remember, there were three brothers, Reuben dies, then Levi does Yibum with the Sarah, and then he has another wife, and then the Levi dies. So he says, Tamin lomor l'tzror v'lo l'tzror. Okay, now I think we have enough now. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says back on Chedam and Aleph, 8a, around to the bottom. Please, I need everybody to be muted. Okay, we'll talk in a minute. Okay, all right. Now, okay, so he says, In other words, so why does the Braisa say, now as a result of this limud, I only know that I can't do Yibum with my wife's sister? That sounds like I need the limud for the wife's sister. But according to Rava, there's no svara to think that it would be mutar to begin with. Again, everybody needs to focus, okay? So we said that Rava says, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that one of the other erevot are prohibited. One of the arayot is prohibited. Because there's no reason to say they would be permissible because an essay is not docha elota, so that has karay. So that's a given. That's basic. So the Gemara says, well, how come the Braisa says, I learned this gzereshava, fine, be'en le'elahi, but now the gzereshava is only teaching me the erevah itself. How do I know it's sarata, or co-wife? But it sounds like I need the gzereshava to teach me the erevah. So he says, Ba'atani, ein le'elahi. So the Gemara says, Mishum Sarata. The Gemara says, yeah, it mentions Elahi, but it really means it's coming to teach me the Sara. Vahakatani, ein le'elahein. So, but then it says, ein le'elahein, which are the other Arayo. In other words, the Gemara, the Braisa said, that's fine for the wife's sister. What about the Arayo, the other Erevos? And compared one to another. But ein le'elahein, I only know those. He says, Mishum Sarotain. Again, it's because of the Saras. Okay, let me do a few more lines and I'll pause. So Tashma, again, we're asking a question against Rava. Rava says it's self-evident that there's no mitzvah to do yibum if my brother's wife is an heir to me. So Tashma, Rebbe Omer, and Rebbe doesn't hold from the Bryce that we just learned on Daf Gimel. He agrees with the conclusion, but for different reasons. Says Tashma, Rebbe Omer, v'lakach v'lakacha, v'yabem v'yabam. So the Torah Chris said v'lakach. It says, as Pasuk says, Yevama Yevola, her Yavim will come on her, Ulukacha, take her, Ulukacha, Lolisha, Vyibma, Bimiabim her. So Torah said, Vilakach, and says Ulukacha with a mafike. Vyabim, Vyibma, same thing. Lesor, Tsarot Ba'arayot. Rebbe says, and Rebbe Zatana says that those terms are teaching me that there's a mitzvah to Yibam here, but not there. I mean, the mitzvah to do the garden variety Yibam, but not the tsarot of an erva and not the erva. So it sounds like, according to Rava, who's an Amora, says that it's self-evident that there's no mitzvah to do Yibam when it's an erva, other than being the brother's wife. But Hakam Rebbe has a whole lima to teach me that there is no mitzvah that way. So Ema, Lesort Sarot Shel Arayot. So the Gemara says, we should understand the Braisa as if Rebbe said that the limud is to teach me that the Tsarot of Arayot are prohibited, co-wives. But Rebbe quotes two psukim, two phrases, two clauses. My lav chal la'erva chal la'tsar. Is it not that Rebbe's saying one is teaching me that if there's an erva, but there's no mitzvah, then there's the tsar of the erva, no mitzvah. Lo, either be the tsara. No, they're both referring to the tsara, the co-wife. One is saying that the co-wife to an erva is prohibited b'makom mitzvah, and one is saying, is teaching me that the co-wife is permissible if mitzvah doesn't get involved. Means, let's say somebody in the Veltarine marries my daughter, and marries, my daughter is Bilhah. And he marries Rachel as well, not my brother. Somebody is Zvulun. Then Zvulun dies or divorces them, so I have a heter to marry the co-wife, even though she was a co-wife with my daughter. He says, my taima, why? In other words, he says it's teaching me that the Sarah, in other words, the Yibma, her, and not somebody else, that even the co-wife is prohibited. That's if it's Makom Mitzvah. But he says, Lo Makom Yibam, Shariat Sarah. But if it's not a Makom Yibam, the co-wife is permissible. So Am Rabashi says, we're still shoring up Rabbi's explanation. I can deduce this from a careful reading of our Mishnah, which we did on Daf Beis. The Katani, Chameshas Rei Nashim, Potrot Sarutayim. The first line of Mishnah said there are 15 wives, means erevas, that pater the tsaros, that pater the co-wives. This is the Ilip Turo Upotro Lokatani. Tan doesn't say they're Paturot and they Patra the Saras. It says they're just Potrot. So Shmamina. So from here, I could deduce that it's like obvious that there's no mitzvah with the Arayo. The key is the Sarot and the Sarot the Sarot. Okay, let's just review again what we did and then we'll take questions, move on. Okay, so again, we're trying to figure out why do I need this Gezeirah Shavah, Aleh Aleh, which we did on Daf Gimel, right? We reviewed it several times over the many days. So we had three reasons up till now. So one is that I could say this for a whole of history, that it's talking about a case where, you know, Reuven married a woman and then Reuven died, Reuven married Rachel, and then Shimon was faced with Yibam with Rachel, but first Shimon, against Halacha, married Leah, who was Rachel's sister. So I would have thought that whole the history, since he has a heter to marry his brother's wife, Rachel, he has a complete heter, even though she's now his wife's sister. That's the first hesber. Second hesber, we said, I would think that all the Arayot are hukash to one another. They're all compared to one another. So it's just like there's a heter to marry your brother's wife. I think there's a heter to marry, let's say, my wife's sister and one of the other Arayot. Okay, then Rava doesn't agree with that. Rava says, I don't need the Gezeirah Shavah to teach me that the Erev itself is prohibited because there's no reason to think it would be permissible. But I need the Gezeirah Shavah to teach me that the Tzara is prohibited. That's what teaches me the Tzara, because the Tzara is normally permissible. So he's teaching me the Tzara of my Erev is prohibited. Okay, whose question comes to us? Anything we did so far? But so is your brother's wife. Wait, I'm not following. Let's go slowly. Let's say my brother's wife. That's an erva, right? If my brother dies, am I allowed to marry her? The answer is no. I can't marry her. Okay. If he has kids, whatever, I can't marry my brother's wife. Now the Torah says my brother dies, that the erva is permissible. It's a mitzvah to marry the erva. Well, that's what we're trying to find out. How do you know it's only in this case? How did you figure out it's only in this case? So the Gemara says we have a hekesh comparing all the ervas one to another. Maybe I think it's all of them. So that was one answer we gave in the Gemara. But then Rava says a little bit more like you, Rafi. Rava says, no, it's obvious that there's no mitzvah by one of the Erevas, one of the Arayot, but it's teaching me for the Tzaras. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let's keep moving. Okay, now let's look back on the Gemara. Okay, so Shmamina. So Umayshna Erva Dlos Shrikra. So now let's go back to this. According to Rava, why is it that I don't need a pasuk by an erva? Because an essay is not docha lota, so that has kare. So there's no svar to say that there's a mitzvah of yibam when it's one of the arayo. So he said, saranami loti baikra. So I shouldn't, by the same svara, I shouldn't require a pasuk or a limud from the Gezeirah Shavah to prohibit the tzara. In other words, we assume, again, it says in the Torah, I can't take a woman and her sister to be rivals. So from that word, litzror, we learned that the tzara is also prohibited. So, and then it says, ki kula sheyasemi kula tovrei elvinifritu. Anybody's under these toy boat gets carried. So Mela, so I would think that it's carried also if I marry the tzara. If I would do with the tzara, it would also be carried. So if that's the case, so why would I think that there's a mitzvah yibam even by the tzara? So Amarli Rav Acha bar Bibi Mar the Ravina has to come in and mishmei the Rava. So Rav Acha bar Bibi Mar says the Ravina, this is what they say in the name of Rava. Tzara nami lo itzirithra. Taka, you're right. You're 100% correct. You don't need a pasuk to teach me the erva that's prohibited, and you don't need a pasuk to teach me that tzara is prohibited. The itzirithra, print page, 700 days, 8b, line 1. What I need the pasuk for with the Gezeirah Shavah, teach me in this case is prohibited, but the tzara is permissible. He says, meaning again the case that we said that if let's say one of the arayo, let's say my daughter, he marries Zvulun, and then Zvulun marries another woman. And then Zvulun either divorces them or dies. So there's no prohibition against me marrying the tsara of my daughter, my daughter's co-wife. That's what we need the pasuk for, according to Rava. In other words, so he's saying it's really not teaching me Yisur, it's really teaching me Heter. So my tama amakra aleha, the Torah says aleha, but makom aleha hu dasir, it means where there's the mitzvah. In other words, yivama yavo aleha, and then it says yisha chotalot kach l'galot erbat aleha. So b'makom aleha hu dasir, in other words, it says l'tzror. So the tzara is only prohibited if it's makom mitzvah. So b'makom aleha sharya. If it's not a makom mitzvah, it's permissible. So it's coming out according to Rava that I only need the psukim, not really teach me any of these surim. I just need the pasuk to teach me the heter of a tzara shlo b'makom mitzvah. All right. So that's Rava's.
Why would you have needed that to teach you that? I thought according to Rava's before interpretation that we knew this.
Let's go back. So the Gemara says that we know that the arayos are prohibited, and we know that the tzara is prohibited because it says right
in the
Yibum
case. But
we learn it out from the pasuk. Let's roar teaches me that the tzara of an erva is prohibited, right?
In a non-Yibum case.
Well, that the limud was that the tzara of an erva is prohibited. So I think it was kari. So I would think that applies even in non-Yibum, I would think. So the Gzeirah Shabbos teaches me not this way.
Okay, I thought we had that before.
Okay, line three. Okay, now. So Rami Barakama says to Rava, Ema Erva Shlo B'Makom Mitzvah Tishri. So Rami Barakama says, look, let's think this through for a second. The way you have it, Rava, the Tzara is an Erva, so B'Makom Mitzvah, you can't marry the Tzara of the Erva. But if it's Shlo B'Makom Mitzvah, you could marry the Tzara. So I think I want to extend that argument and say all the arayahot are only prohibited in Makom Mitzvah. If it's not really right, the wife's sister. That the wife's sister is only prohibited in Makom Mitzvah. But if it's not a Makom Mitzvah, you could marry your wife's sister. He says, So my wife's sister, in other words, the Gzeirah Shavah teaches me is prohibited in Makom Mitzvah. So the tzara is only prohibited by Makom Mitzvah. So it's not a Makom Mitzvah, the tzara is permissible. So I think the same thing is true with my wife's sister. The wife's sister should be permissible in every situation except Yibum. So Robert says, V'lav Kavachomer who? Isn't it a Kavachomer against that? B'Makom Mitzvah Asira. If you see B'Makom Mitzvah, my wife's sister is prohibited, Shlo B'Makom Mitzvah Sharia? Does it make sense that if even B'Makom Mitzvah is prohibited, does it make sense that it be permissible Shlo B'Makom Mitzvah? So Amar Lei, Shmuel Bar Kama said, Tzara Tochiach. Yeah, but the Tzara is going to, you know, upstruck your argument. The Makom Mitzvah Sira, because the Tzara is prohibited Makom Mitzvah, Shlo Makom Mitzvah Sharia. And then the Tzara becomes, according to you, and according to everybody, the Tzara is permissible of Shlo Makom Mitzvah. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi says back to Rami Bar Kama, Alecha Amar Kra, concerning you, meaning like concerning your line of argument, the Pasuk says, Bechayah. It says Ishalo Chota Lotikach Litzror Legalot Ervata Aleh Bechayeha in her lifetime. In other words, you can't take the two sisters. Kol Shebechayeha says Kol Shebechayeha means as long the way he Rav is darshan Bechayeha, as long as my wife is alive, I can never marry her sister. As long as on this face of earth my wife is alive, I can't marry her sister. So he says. So Rami Bar Kama doesn't give up. He says, "Hi, bechayam, ibay lelemiute laacharmita." He says, "No, I don't think understand it that way. I think that in other words, Rami Racham is arguing the only time the wife's sister should be prohibited is in a yibum situation. All those situations should be permissible. So, what does he do, bechayah? Rabbi said, bechayah means when my wife's alive, then I have an absolute isur to ever, you know, marry the wife's sister. He says, no, bechayam, ibay lelemiute laacharmita." The Chayah is teaching me that in the area where it's prohibited, which I hold is just by Yibum, that only applies when my wife is alive. So Rabbi says, I don't need the Chayah to teach me that. He may be Ishalach Otah Nafka. So he says, that's inherent in the term Ishalach Otah Lotikach. Don't take a woman and her sister. Obviously, they're both alive. So Rami Rakhama says, He may be Ishalach Otah. If you only had Mishalakotav Amina Nidgar Shasharya, I would think that if you divorced your wife, then the sister is permissible. So Tamal Omar Bechaya, so it says Bechaya, this is according to Rami Bar Chama, Kol Shebechaya, the Apagav Benet Garsha, lo, that even though she's divorced, it's still prohibited. But again, so it's just, it's hard. Sometimes you get lost the forest from the trees with this Daf Yomi. So again, Rami Bar Chama is making an argument to Rava that maybe a wife's sister should only be prohibited in a Yibam situation. Not in a Yibam situation, should be permissible. And he's deflected all the kashas against him. So Elo, we're around 15 lines down on the Fedamud Beis. Okay? So the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Huna Bar Tachlif, Mishrei de Rava, rather Rav Huna Bar Tachlif, says the name of Rava, Trey Kroik Tivei. Meaning there are two psukim, two phrases, it's the same pasuk, two clauses in the same pasuk. Tiv Ishalach Otalo Tikach Litzror. One phrase says, don't take a woman and her sister Litzror. It means I can't take the wife's sister, and I can't take the tsara of the wife's sister. The tsror is the co-wife. To reveal her nakedness in Lashon Yachid. In other words, one phrase seems to say both women, both the sister and the tsara will be prohibited. And one phrase seems to say only one of the two will be prohibited. So he says, Haketzad, this is Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa, the name of Rava. So he says, Haketzad, b'makom mitzvah shein asurot. If it's makom mitzvah, a yibam situation, the erva is prohibited, and the tzara, or the wife's sister is prohibited, and the co-wife is prohibited. Shelo b'makom mitzvah, if it's not a makom mitzvah, as in Zvulun married my daughter and there was a co-wife, ki asura. So my daughter or is still prohibited, or it could be, let's leave out the daughter. Let's say somebody else married my wife's sister, not my brother, but somebody else married my wife's sister, and there was a co-wife were there. So shlobakom mitzvah he asura with sara tamuteret. The sara is muteret. So with this limud, he slugs up Rami Bar Chama's line of argument. So the Gemara says epochano, but I could reverse it. I could argue. I have two phrases. One phrase says both women, i.e. the sister and the co-wife are prohibited. And one phrase says the only one is prohibited. So the Gemara said, if it's a Yibam situation, they're both prohibited. If it's a non-Yibam situation, so only the sister is prohibited, but the co-wife is permissible. So the Gemara says, Epochana, I could flip it over. The Makom Mitzvah, he has to rebut Saratam Uteret. Maybe if it's Makom Mitzvah, so my wife's sister is prohibited, but the co-wife is permissible. Maybe that's Erevato. And it's not a makom mitzvah. He says shtein asur. Both are prohibited. So in other words, it's the same, you know, answers, but flipping over the situation. We said shtein asurot is makom mitzvah, and then the co-wife is permissible. Shlo makom mitzvah. You want to say makom mitzvah? Maybe that's when the tsara is permissible, and shtein asur is shlo makom mitzvah. So the Gemara says im kein lo yomar aleha. So if that would be the case, that would be the way I would assume if I didn't have this limud in the Torah. Without the whole Gezeira Shava, if you would ask me, if I just had the two phrases, both prohibited or one permissible, so left to my own devices, I'd say that's exactly the case. That b'makom mitzvah the tzara is permissible, shlo b'makom mitzvah they're both prohibited. That's what I would say on my own. But now with the Gezeira Shava, so the Gezeira Shava is going to teach me not that way. All right. Now, let me just do another 6-8 lines, and then I'll pause, we'll review, and then we'll go on. So, Amli Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Imaye Dehai Aleh Le'isura. How did you figure out that Aleha is teaching me like an Isra? In other words, we had this Zerah Shava Aleha, and it was teaching me that the wife's sister, even B'makom Mitzvah, is Asur. That's the way we darshan the Zerah Shava, Aleha Aleha, that Yibami Yabo Aleh is B'makom Mitzvah, and Yishalach Hotelo Kiyach Le'galot Erbate Aleha. Teach me that even makom mitzvah, I can't take my wife's sister. Dilma lehetera. Maybe it's punk faker. It's just the opposite. How do you say that in Farsi again? By the way, somebody told me it's someone said this. It's just the opposite. How do you say it in Farsi? Ox something? Somebody op ox or something? All right. I remember Daniel Chodadadian was telling me what it was. Okay. So he says, Dilma lehetera. Maybe, but Daniel, you just came in on cue. I can't get over this. How do you say punk fakared in Farsi? Up ox. Yeah. It's with ox. Bar ox. Bar ox. That's it. Bar ox. Okay. Okay. Now, so maybe bar ox. He says, Dilma the hetera, Hafi Kamar, Rahmana. Yishalach would tell the Tikach Litzror that don't take a woman and her sister to be Litzror, to be like rival wives. Lohi below Sarato is Shloba Makom Aleh. In other words, not the woman or her tsara, Shloba Makom Aleh. It's not a mitzvah. Abba Makom Aleh, but if it's Makom Mitzvah, Shtein Mutarot. Maybe both of them are permissible. So he says, Im Kain, Ligalot Erva de Chara, Hechi Mashkachat Lo. So we already said that of the two wives, we said from the two clauses, one of them has to become prohibited and one is permissible. In other words, there's got to be a situation where one is permissible and one is prohibited. He says, so where are you going to have that? Iba Makom Mitzvah, according to that way, Shtein Mutarot. So the way you're learning to touching up the Gzeres Shava, Makom Mitzvah, both the sister is permissible and the tzara is permissible. Ish lo b'makom mitzvah, not makom mitzvah, shtein asur, they're both prohibited. So that can't be the way it cuts it. Okay, let me just summarize a little bit and then we'll move on, okay? So we're dealing with, so again, we've been on the hunt for a reason why I would think that there is a mitzvah to do yibum, even if it's my wife's sister, that I need the Torah to teach me it's not allowed. So why would I think it is allowed? So we gave three reasons. So one reason we gave was that heichet ishtari ishtari, that if Reuven's the brother and he marries Rachel, and then Reuven dies before Shimon marries, so then Shimon at that point has a green light to do yibum with Rachel, and then Shimon against halacha marries Leah, who's Rachel's sister. So I would think that even though Shimon violated halacha by marrying Rachel's sister, it's a chosuku kato, I would think heichad ishtari ishtari. So kamash malan the gzereshava, not this way. Then answer number two, we said that I would think that all the arayot are together hukshu zelazel. There's a hakesh between all of them. So I would think that I know that eish rachiv is one of the arayot, and I have a green light to do it, and there's a hakesh between all of them. So I would think that would be the case. I could do the mitzvah yibam, even if it's an erva. So kamash plam is erev shavanat this way. Then Rabba didn't hold from those two answers. And then Rabba said, no, I wouldn't think that there's a mitzvah to do a yibam with one of the ervas. And I wouldn't even think it came out in the end that there's a mitzvah even with one of the tsaras. And what do I really need the gzeres shava for? The gzeres shava is lamishrei shelo b'makom mitzvah. I need the gzeres shava to teach me that the tsara of the erva is permissible to me if it's shlo b'makom mitzvah. So if somebody in the Weltenrein, you know, marries like my daughter and marries somebody else, so the other somebody else is permissible to me. Okay, and then the Gemara touched up the pasuk. Okay, who's got questions, comes to us, and anything we did so far? What's up, friend?
I have a very stupid basic question.
No, it's not stupid. Let me hear.
Wait, if the avot had the Torah, like you see with Sarah and the Malachim, how is Yaakov able to marry these two sisters?
Yeah, so the Ramban asked that question. So the Ramban's answer is the Avot only observed the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov married the two sisters outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, Rachel dies. All right. Any other questions? What's the Shorish of? In other words, the word is Sarah. In other words, Sari Reish Hei. Sarah is like a rival. Like, it says in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, B'chiasata Tzarata. Her tzara, like the co-wife is called the tzara, but it seems to stay right. Like you get tzaras from the tzara. What? Well, it's all connected, but it's like tzara is like here, like you have agita. Okay, I mean, Chazal teaches that Penina was in Kaving Lashem Shemayim, she wanted, you know, Chana to pray more to Hashem. But all right, I'm going to move on to the Gemara. Okay, let's take further. Okay, so we're at the two dots on Chedam and Beis, 8b, around 15 lines on the bottom. Everybody with them? Okay, so Gufa, now earlier we quoted a Brisa that had Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe rejected the Brisa on Daf Gimel about Aleha, and Rebbe had his own Shtikl Torah teach me that there's no mitzvah, you know, to do yibum if it's one of the arayot. So Gufa, Rebbe Omer, v'lakach l'kacha, so the Torah could have said v'lakach. It says, yivama yabo alea u'lakacha. The yivama will come on her u'lakacha with a mapik hey. It should have said v'lakach. V'yabeim v'yibam. the sort sarot va'arayot. In other words, that teaches me that there was here's the mitzvah with this woman, but there's no mitzvah with the tzara of an erva, and no mitzvah with an erva. So the Gemara asks, "Mi sarot kiva hacha?" So does it say anything about sarot in the parsha that deals with yibam? In other words, leave it the way the other Torah. Just focus on Rebbe's limud. Rebbe has his limud. Does it say anything about a tzara there? Ve'od sarot in the tzara nafka. So all the din of tzarot we learn from the other pasuk, which we quoted on Daf Gimel in Achrimot, the tzror. So the Gemara says the tzror mapikle Rebbe lift the Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara says that the word litzror, don't take a woman and her sister litzror to be rival wives. So Rebbe uses that term litzror, which is something that Chazal darshened out, but it uses that word not to teach me about a prohibition against tzaras in general, but a case that the Gemara is going to have later on Chafet. You have the Rashi goes through it. Three brothers, two of them married two sisters. And then the two brothers who were married to two sisters both died. It was Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah. And Rachel and Leah are sisters. Then Reuben and Shimon die. And now Levi is faced with a Yibam situation with Rachel and Leah, which doesn't sound good. So the Chachamim over there say that what Levi should do is do Chalitza with both of them. He can't do Yibam with them. And even to Yibam with one, he can't, because each one is a Zikukato. So you should do chalitza with both of them. But Reb Shimon holds over there, Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he holds that you don't even do chalitza with either one of them. In other words, litzror is that the Torah is saying, don't take two sisters as rival wives, and that's specifically for that situation. He says, if you look at the last four lines in Rashi, look at Reb Shimon, Yalish Tama mi litzror b'shashin asu tzara zulazu, don ha'aka, you can't take either one of them. Anyway, so that's what he learns that for. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, near the asterisk, so the Gemara says, Sarah Hakativ. So is Sarah written anywhere in the Parsha? Which Parsha is about the, that's in Kitetze with the, right? It's in Kitetze with the Yibam. Does it say anything about Sarah there? Haki Kamar. This is what Rebbe was saying. In Cain, in other words, if it's true that the tzara is permissible, so the Torah should say v'lakach. My ulekacha, what is it? Ulekacha, take her. I mean, you take A, but not B. He says, kolhecha de'ika treidli kuchin, di'bayinasifai, sharia. In other words, the Torah, according to Rebbe, is teaching me that ulekacha, let's say I have like multiple choice, and I have A or B to choose from, then I have a mitzvah of Yibam. In other words, where I could take either wife, then I have a mitzvah of Yibam. I'm only going to take one of them as a wife. But where I could equally take A or I take B, then that's the mitzvah of Yibam. Ulekacha. So as you take her, but not the other one. He says, the Elo, but if there's a halakhic impediment from taking A or B, Tarvayu Asirin, that they're both prohibited to me. So that's the way Rebbe's learning. The word Sarah is not written explicitly in the Pasuk, but it comes out as a corollary. You know, my brother's married, let's say, to my daughter, so I can't do Yibam with the daughter, but there's a Sarah there. So maybe I can do Yibam with the Sarah. So no, if I can't marry the daughter, then I can't marry the Sarah either. Then he says, so V'yibam teaches me that if it's a Yibam situation, that's the Tzara is prohibited. Otherwise, the Tzara is permissible. So that's the way Rebbe touches up the Psukim to learn about the Tzara and that the Tzara is permissible. The Rabbanan, the Chachamim, who learned the other Shtikal Torah on Daf Gimel with the Aleha, what do they do with the word Lekacha? That's a term that could be darshened out. So they need it for that which Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina teaches. The Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, ulekacha, b'lameish shemegar shebeged amachzira. Lekacha, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, teaches me that he can divorce her. In other words, let's say he does Yibam with the woman, his, the widow, and then he decides he doesn't want to be married to her. So then he divorced her. He doesn't do chalitza with her at this point in time. In other words, he'll do chalitza, he'll do get with her. And then if he chooses, he can remarry her. I don't say now that he divorced her, so now the original Isur is back in place. In other words, that's Eshet Achiv. That's his wife's brother, which is normally prohibited. But he did Yibam with her, but now he divorced her, so maybe it's now back to wife's brother. No, he can, is now, once he marries her, she's like a wife. So he says here, Ulekacha, there's an extra hey, Lamed, Shemagarsher, Begeta Machir, Viva Al Korcha. Viva teaches me I can do Yibam, even by Al Korcha, against the will of the Yavama. The Rebbe Yosef Bar Chanina, now where does Rebbe know those halacha? Because Rebbe was using those words to teach me the other Shtickle Torah. Rebbe Yosef Bar Chanina, Mila Isha Nafka. He learns it as Ulekachalo Leisha, as a wife. Once he does Yibam with her, now she's like a garden variety wife, and everything that would be true with the wife is true with her. Gerushin, and he mocks her, which doesn't marry anybody in between. Al Korcha, where does he know that it could be Al Korcha? Yavama Yavo Alea, Yavama Yavo Alea, that means even Al Korcha. The Rebbe, Hayalema Abid Lay, what does Rebbe do with the term Aleha, which was in the Gzereshava, which was an extra word? In other words, that so Rebbe needs it for that which we know in the following price. Everybody focused. He says, everyone focused. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to learn that there's a person brings a korban chatat. If he does an aveira, that the mezid would be chayv karet. So b'shogeg, he brings the korban chatat. And then sometimes there's a parhelim davar shel tzibur when the bezdin makes an erroneous ruling, and then the kohen gadol, if he makes an erroneous ruling and follows his own erroneous ruling, he brings a korban, and then the nasi, who's the melech, if he does an aveir b'shogeg, he brings his own korban. So he says, so this should be lechet adnan. It's a mishnah in Second Horiot. Lechet adnan, it says on the side in Shor Shashas. In chayvim beitin el davar shel dono karish for the chatat, but the bezdin, if they made an erroneous hora'a, they're only chayiv for something that b'meizid be chayiv kari neshogeg chatat. B'chin ha-mashiach, which is the kohen gadol, v'lo ba'avodah kokavim, and then by avodah zara, if the bezdin makes an erroneous ruling related to avodah zara, el dvar shen the chayiv nazon kari shel chatat. B'meizid be chayiv kari, so Rashi brings down like zibuah kitra nisach and nishtach avodah, like sacrificing an animal or bringing incense and wine libation and bowing down to the avodah zara. He says, "Utnan nami, who misses Shabbat Torah, Shabbat Dinos on Kariyah, Shabbat Chatat." If it's a case where the mezid would be chayv karet, and then the shogeg is chayv chatat, if he may be kisba osira, an individual brings a female sheep or a female goat, nasi may be seir. If you're a nasi, which means a mela, the king, he brings a male goat. Mashiach ubeitin, he's the kohen gadol and the bezdin to be in par. They bring a par bull. So if it's the Yachid, the Melech for the Kohen Gadol, they bring a Sira. Sibur maybe in par. U-Si'ir. Par la'ol u-Si'ir l'chatat. The Gemara says, Menani Mili, where do I know these halakot from that these korbanot, they're only chayiv, if the mezid, it would be chayiv akare, shogeg, it's korban chatat. The Tanur Rabbanan, we learn the Brisa, v'nodach chatat asher chatu ala, it becomes known to them the aveira, the sin that they did. Rebbe Omer, and here's the key when lights go off, Rebbe Omer, ne'amar kan aleha, so it says aleha, v'nodach chatat asher chatu ala, becomes known to them the sin that they did, aleha. V'ne'amar lahalan aleha, and it says aleha by the two sisters. This is Malahal and Devarish Chayvin Ozon Kari Beshul Chatat. Just like by the two sisters, the Mezid Mechayv Kari and Meshogi Chatat, Avchad Devarish Chayvin Ozon Kari Beshul Chatat. So too here as well. So that Aleha, that's what Rebbe uses the Aleha in the pasuk with the two sisters. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
I didn't catch that last piece. What's the korban element?
Okay, so the Gemara says that there's a korban chatat that people bring, a sin offering. So the Gemara takes it that you bring it if for the type of aveira that the mezid you'd be chayiv karet, but shogeg you bring chatat. So where do I know that from? So Rebbe says it's a gzeirah shava aleha aleha. It says v'noda chatat asher chatu aleha. sin becomes known to them, Aleha, and it says Aleha by Yishalach Hotalu Tikach, Litzro Lekalot Erbatal Lechaya, just like over there, but maybe it's Bichayv Karet, so, and Bishogi, Bichayv Korban Chatat, so too here. You're okay?
Okay. There's a Shogeg situation with the sisters? No, there's no Korban situation, and there's no Shogeg situation.
No, but it could be. What is the Gemara saying? It says, Malon Tavar Shem is Zon of Tarid. Yeah, it could be Shogeg. It could be a Shogeg case. Let's say I
You didn't know they were sisters?
No, in other words, I knew it was Rachel, then I thought it was Leah, and then I had relations with her, and then I realized it's Rachel.
So you need a chatat there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I realized Rachel. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. So listen. So Blin Eder, I'm going to give daf not tomorrow night, Freilich and Purim to everybody, but on Thursday night, 8 p.m. We'll be daf Yomi here, and then late March. Let me just send the recording. One second.